Yo, this is Let Me Speak, the podcast that talks about anything and everything, the thoughts and minds of a blur. And I'm your boy Frage, you know, the nigga with the hair talking about all kinds of crazy shit. Nah, I'm fucking with you. But anywho, happy Valentine's Day to all those that celebrate, to those couples out there, those newly engaged, congratulations to y'all out there. To those that have been together years upon years upon years, man, strengthen the relationship, the bond, you know, just keeps going and flowing. So congrats to y'all. Congrats to those that got that new thing, you know, about to let the sparks fly and see how that thing goes. To all those single people, you know, eventually somebody's gonna end up coming up on the bag and scooping you up, so you be all right. You know, it ain't your time. But at the same time, make sure you have that appropriate love for yourself and understand that not everybody is worth your time. So with that being said, this is a podcast about love. And love sucks. And yet it's so amazing at the same time. You know, love in a sense makes you do a lot of crazy shit. You know, it's a drug. It's addicting, you know. Having that unconditional love for a person, for a place, a thing, an object, an activity, you know, love isn't just more or less the having to deal with you and another person, you know, having that love for your career, having a love for your craft, whether it be, you know, your professional life, whether it be having love for activities that you do outside of, you know, just with work and stuff. Me, I love working out. I love lifting. I love this, honestly. I love creating podcast episodes. You know, the brainstorming aspect kind of sucks, but it's like, for me, everything that I do with it is raw. And when I say raw, I mean is there's nothing real scripted on this. You know, it's whatever comes off the brain. And, you know, I replay, and if I don't like it, then, you know, start again and maybe take some bits and pieces out of something in previous and then sprinkle it in there, you know, for a better product. But because I love it, I love what I feel like I've done, and I enjoy it, you know, and it's just one of those things that, you know, you tell if you have love for it. Like, you know, you need to update the equipment, doing it, make the sound better. And just being able to share it and just be happy about it. It doesn't give you any kind of, not necessarily those type of activities you have love for. They pay it forward in itself for giving you that satisfaction. You know, you are genuinely happy doing that. And you get lost in it. And it's just like with people, you know. When you're in love with somebody, you just get lost in it. Lost in the moment of their love. Whether, you know, when it talks about the love languages. Basically, to start real quick, love language is basically understanding how you like to be loved, and then receiving that from the person that you care about, or the person that you may be talking to that you want them to care for you in a way. And I feel like that's also important in our lives, because these things kind of like build that bond between you and the individual. Because if they know how to love you, then, you know, it makes it a lot easier for them to show that love to whoever it is that they're with, you know. And everybody's different. Not everybody is a touchy-feely person. Not everybody is a gift receiving type person. And so for me, my love language, if I just going from the quiz, because I went and took the quiz as well. So going from the quiz, you know, it kind of listed the rankings of, you know, your most important to least. So to be quick, my love language is from strongest to least. Quality time is there. And that's just more or less, I'm a type of person where it doesn't even have to be something specific that we're doing. you know, we could just be spending quality time together. You know, whether it is we planned, you know, to make a trip to the beach or, you know, to movies or bowling, like those things are nice too. But I mean, like at the same time, I could just be, I just want your time. We could go to the park and just get lost in the clouds somewhere and just talk about randomness. Meet up somewhere, you know, it's the effort of you wanting to spend part of your day with me. And that lets me know that you actually are invested in some ways with me. Because obviously, if you can't make it through, then obviously it's not something that we should do. Just gotta let that go. And going from there, the next one, it was actually kind of a close. So it was a close tie to between the two. But physical touch. Physical touch definitely resonates with me as well. And you know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily the aspect of being, you know, sexual or anything in that nature, but it could just be, you know, just as simple as body contact. We could be watching a movie or something on the couch and I just be laid up on whoever it is I'm with or sitting next to him, she leaning up on me, you know, just relaxing. I could feel that. And the thing is about physical touch is that, you know, if people are in tune with themselves, you can tell, or the energy that a person is giving off by the physical touch. They don't really have to say nothing. It's almost, you know, nonverbal communication. You know, when they talk about the vibes, it's literally, you're literally feeling that energy off of somebody. You know, you can kind of feel when someone's off, you kind of, it resonates with another individual. And so for me, I always feel like that's important to me just as a person. Like, I like that, you know, walking down the sidewalk or the street or somewhere and we're interlocked in arms or holding hands, you know, or I mean, just be like being goofy, you know, and I like wrap my arms around you for like a split second. Like, that simple contact means a lot to me personally. And then, like I said, the following second was words of affirmation. I'm huge on communication. You could talk to me about anything and everything, and I'm going to treat you the same. You know, I suck at, you know, being the emotional type of person, even if there might be something wrong with me. But at the same time, you know, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. I'm not the one where if you're going to ask me how I feel, I'm not going to like hide that. It's just the fact of actually talking about it is where my problem lies. But again, if you ask me, I'm not going to hold back, which is interesting. But, you know, it's important to tell somebody how you feel, whether you care, things that you may like. And this just goes back with even with those that are in relationships now, that something is important. You know, just because you have the bag or you're in the relationship or the established, you know, marriage and everything in that nature, you still gotta keep it spicy. You know, you still gotta tell your significant other, like, yo, that ass though. Or, you know, you tell babe, like, yo, I see you over there looking good. Like, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it a little spicy in there. Cause even though, like, it may seem silly to you, but that to the other person, it makes them, you know, it makes them happy, you know, that, you know, you still got it kind of sort of mentally, you know, and then it makes them kind of move with a little bit of swagger. So it's always, it reciprocates back to you in a sense. But just understanding that love language, the words affirmation, is huge. Following it would be acts of service. And that's just more or less, you know, doing things for somebody, knowing that they really need it. And it's not like, you know, you wanted to do it because you cared, you know. And that again, speaks volumes. Me personally, I hate asking people for things. So that's probably why on the list, it's, you know, it's falter on that end. I'm the one of those type of people that like to do things myself. And I'm literally like on the breaking limb of it to really ask for help for anything. Maybe it's a pride thing, I don't know, but I'm not the one to ask for help as it pertains to that sort of thing. And that goes with the last one, gifts. I love gifts that people create for me because I feel those are heartfelt, and I, you know, you took your time and effort to create this thing and give it to me. So when I say gifts, it's more or less, if you go to the store and buy something for me. And yes, I know it's you know, you were being thoughtful, and it's like, you know, I know you like this, but I think at the same time for me as well is that I just suck at accepting gifts. It's not that I'm not gonna lash out at you or anything in that nature. It's just like it gets awkward for me. Like I'm appreciative of that gift, but I'm not, and I think it's just born because of me personally. I'm not used to receiving gifts like that. So when I do receive a gift, it just gets kind of awkward for me personally. So it's not to take into the aspect that I don't appreciate the gift. So that's why I feel like in most cases, I'm not the one that likes to receive gifts, but I'm a gift giver. So talk about that, right? It's kind of interesting, but that's more so like the love language aspect that I was talking about before. Knowing what a person's love language is definitely something that anybody who's just engage, and then at the same time, even doesn't have to necessarily be those loved ones, you know, the girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. It could be family members, you know. Not everybody likes gifts, you know, Christmas time or this, that, and the third. Like, it goes so many different ways. Love, you could be in love, or you can have love for a thing. You can't, you know, knowing the difference in that definitely will save a lot of situations in life. Being able to speak up on the fact that you have love for an individual, but you're not in love with that individual, and then just letting them go, because at that point you're just wasting time for that individual, but you're being selfish by not opening your mouth because you don't have the follow-up. And I think that's a problem with sacrifice and the ugliness that love brings, you know, because love as addicting as it is, there are instances in which that shit will turn ugly, get to jealousy and envy of people that are in love or have a love to those that got out of an ugly breakup, and just seeing everything that's love, family orientation, and, you know, in general, and, you know, it may put you in a foul or sour mood that you can start getting destructive. No, the bitter breakups where kids were involved, and, you know, people move on and find somebody else, and those that are single are still looking on the outside in the looking glass, especially with the fact is they gotta be engaged as co-parents in a situation with kids. You know, it turns the best of people into ugliness. You know, wars in his lifetime have definitely been fought because of love. Culturally, you know, I feel as though, especially as a black man, like, you want to see more black love in society. And this is something that I've talked about a couple of times with a lot of friends, like, especially with the release of the movie The Photograph that came out last year. I was like, think back to when, prior to last year, where it was a really solid black love film. Like, I don't think I really could name one. That wasn't like back in the day where, like, you had like the Love Jones and Love and Basketball, The Wood, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some comedy and all that, but you had some genuine love, black love films. And so, like, if you haven't seen The Photograph, definitely check it out. It's on HBO Max. I actually just got a subscription for it, so I thought it was cool because I saw the movie on there and I was like, bet I can go and watch it again. I still didn't get to peep Queen and Slim, so that might have been because I didn't see Queen and Slim, so I definitely need to check that out. So, but they both came out relatively the same time frame, I believe, if it wasn't like a year prior on Queen and Slim, but I know definitely a Photograph was last year, because that was on the list when I signed up. But either way, black love is something that I definitely would love, I would to see more often, you know, being portrayed in society. It's always my problem is that, like, when we talk about it and publicize, you know, sharing about black love, it's always also more publicized about showing, you know, interracial marriages and that in nature. And I'm not saying that that's not wrong by no means whatsoever. But I just always feel like, you know, those moments when you get to see that on the big screen, like, you see more mixed couples and that advertised more than anything. And again, like I said, understand that I'm not speaking for the fact that I don't want that to happen for whomever, you know. Your happiness is your happiness, and I'm glad for you. I'm just talking in terms of everything else that I'll see more than it. And so, like, it does matter, because at the same time, you'll throw down my throat all these reality TV shows where you'll see toxic relationships from known to people of color. And it's just like, all right, but where are the wholesome films that, you know, encourage the unity within the community? I just feel like it's lopsided. That's more or less as to what I mean by that. But yeah, man, love sucks because there's not enough of it, to say the least. There's not enough of love in this world, and that's just more or less with any aspect of it. Love for, you know, your wife, your kids, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your community, love of your craft, love of yourself. Like, there's not enough of that love going around. And, you know, as society, because we're always trying to be built on, you got to be tough all the time. You can't show weakness. You can't be emotional. But there's nothing in there where it's saying that you can't be strong and in love at the same time. There's nothing in a written where it says the two can't be equate. So that those two don't equal out. I don't understand as to why, you know, we can't build that and make that stronger. And for me, that's why I always feel it's like it's a downfall. I'm not the hugest fan of Valentine's Day because I feel like it preys on the weakness of loneliness, in a sense. I mean, because not for nothing, after today, you really gonna find out if you was the side chick or not, even any chick in that matter, if you wasn't getting any kind of Valentine's Day love or anything in that nature this whole weekend. Or I say for the week, because I know in some cases people work and do all this that and the third, so they may plan something some other time. But if you ain't getting none of that, you found out today. You know, tomorrow, today was Valentine's Day, which was also find out if you was a side chick or not a chick in somebody's life, or dude for that matter. You know, 15th is Single Awareness Day for those people that was in cuffing season with that individual that they thought was going to be it when you were in draft season of the fall after summer. You know what I'm saying? This is the cycle in which it gets ugly for a lot of couples, or pre-couples, or trying to find out couples. You know, it's a whole cycle that goes through the year. So let me break this down for you and see how this works. The cycle in terms of, you know, love, like, generally, it'll start springtime. So March, spring fling, you know, everything's growing, blooming, you know, you getting out of the winter funk. You did that, you know, working on that sexy summer body. You kind of test out the feel a little bit, you know, nothing crazy, because, you know, summer's coming. Summer, you trying to be out and about the club scene, showing off that body you've been working out on, and just killing it, and trying to, you know what I'm saying, basically show that thing off. And you know, you meet a couple of people, some new flings, some new meetings and stuff like that. And then comes the fall, you know, flowers and leaves die. And at this part, this is draft season, you know, not to be mistaken with football, but draft season for your potential mate. So now the summer came to an end, and those people you started, you know, hanging out and talking with dwindles, because either A, they've already made their choice on who it is they're gonna be with, or B, you know, basically, you know, they gotta make that decision. Okay, who have I interacted more? Who did I like more? Who I could see a potential vibe with? You know, the draft happens. Boom, fall, winter pull up. So now they the snuggle cuddle buddy, y'all y'all chilling, you know, indoors more, doing more exclusive stuff with the dinner and the dancing. Then it gets super cold and you don't really feel like going outside for nothing. But then, you know, that boo thing hits you up for a little snuggle up session during the cold winter nights, you know, and we make it around with to the New Year's, you know, post a flick up a new bae, you know, bringing in the new year, right? Then the next month is February, and this is make or break time. You know, you've been doing all that stuff from essentially summertime till February. So now it's the moment of truth. Is it, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be Valentine's dinnered up, LMA booed up, or are you going to be that single individual come the 15th? You know, we make it through Valentine's Day on a good note. Then, you know, fellas, March comes around, steak and blowjob day. So, you know how that goes. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, don't be a short staffing my fellas in March come around if he out there did the damn thing on Valentine's Day. And with that being said, though, too, congratulations to all the, like I said, all those that got engaged this weekend. I definitely saw some posts of some friends and family. You know, they got engaged. I thought it was dope. I'm so happy to see that. You know, the creative ways people were proposing. You know, you got to see that more often. I saw my man's, you know, he had the whole candlelit path on the beach, you know, with the letters saying, marry me. He's walking his girl out, had it recorded. You know, shout out to you. Shout out to you, Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean definitely was dope to see that. Those that are engaged, just being out to enjoy, you know, that time, even before, you know, you get to walk down that aisle. Again, salute and kudos to all y'all on that note. But, you know, so you make it through March, or you don't make it through February, right? So at that phase, you're single again and the cycle repeats. And that's how the dating cycle goes. If you didn't, then, you know, you just got to think about all the cues that kind of play into effect throughout the whole year when it comes to the dating and as it pertains to the life aspects. But yeah, shit is wild. And to me, it's like appreciation of love should always go throughout the year and not just Valentine's Day. Of course, you know, as a capitalistic society we live in, you know, they got to find a way to make a buck off everything, which is dope. Cause I mean, like, at the same time, with the pandemic going around and being able to, you know, make money and fluctuate in certain instances, now's the time to do it. It's just, I'm not a fan of commercialized holidays. So, I mean, I get both sides of it, especially with now, though. A lot of, honestly, I would say a lot of small businesses would definitely eat off Valentine's Day, whether it come to restaurants, event planners, chefs, those in the food industry that love to cook, you know, you know, set up those things for people, photographer, people doing photography moments and all that. Travel industry, obviously, you know, when you take your girl to that tropical island and enjoy some fun in the sun Valentine's Day weekend. It's just, you know, the other aspect of that coin of love when it gets too enriched and, you know, crazy shit happens. You know, some people have had some bad situations in life in terms of relationships. So they meet a new individual and, you know, everything is going great until they get too infatuated and they start doing crazy stuff. And when I say crazy stuff, I'm like, you know, men or women that may have had a person cheat on them in the past. And so now everything is looking like a sign that they're doing it again. When in actuality, they're really just not doing much of anything. But because of the fact that your past situations have burned you, they have you looking in, doing the extra stuff, stalking the profiles, the monitoring or text messages, you know, always finding an excuse of dead time, meaning that they were either with somebody else or, you know, they were planning to be around with somebody else. So it's just, yeah, trust me, we all got those friends or have all at some point been in a situation like that to where breakups end up being nasty and you got damage done to property and all. I'm just, you know, like I said, love sucks, but it's a fucking amazing at the same time. But please understand that there's always two sides of that coin, where love definitely, you know, brings the ugly out in people. And it sucks again, because like I said, because we don't have more of it, you don't see less of the destructiveness that love can do to people. But that was more or less the discussion for today. You know, love sucks, and yet it's fucking amazing. If we had more of it, I think it would just make life a lot easier in some instances. But, you know, I'm your host, Frage, and it's Let Me Speak. I hope y'all have a great Valentine's Day weekend, and good night.